This is the PND Governance Committee meeting of September 5th, 2017. And this is Aki Tanaka, the Secretary, I'm taking the ball. All right, so Ken Allen? Not here. Bruce Wolf?
Yes.
Bruce Wolf is here, okay. Ahmed Anderson? Ahmad is not on. Elaine Duncan?
Here.
Okay, Elaine is here. Anthony Fest?
Here.
Anthony Fest is here. Wanda Garner?
Present.
Okay, Garner is here. William Heerwagen? Okay, William is not on at the moment. Ken Offer?
Here.
Boffler is here. Barbara Marbach?
Here.
Marbach is here. Kike. Kike McCary?
Here.
Kike is here. Okay. Michael Ochoa?
Here.
Ochoa is here. Mansour said he could not come. Tanaka is here. Maskira? Washington?
Here.
Okay. Maskira. All right. Maskira is here. Good. And Don Williams? Don? Hey, Don. You were on before, so let's see.
Don, did you hear us? Oh. Hello?
Is that you, Don?
No, I was asking. This is Lewis Wolf. Don, can you hear this? Was on.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure exactly what's going on there. All right, we have 10 people at the moment, and so we have a quorum. Now, normally, I think Ken Allen is the chair, but Ken is not on yet, so I'm just going to assign somebody. Anybody wants to be the chair? Until Ken comes on the air? So he does come on? Any volunteers? Okay, if no volunteers, then I would just simply start the meeting as and then go through the agenda here. And it's not. So basically, you all have the agenda, which is very simple. We have agenda approval, minute approval of July 18th, set time for the next meeting, and then start the discussion on the bylaw changes so we can have sort of a free, sort of an open discussion on that. So, anyway, object to the agenda as stated?
Michael, motion to amend.
Okay, sure, Michael, go ahead.
I'd like to add 5 minutes for discussion about communication from the PND.
Okay, so you want to add that before the discussion on the bylaw, then 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay, any objection to adding that item that Michael suggested? Okay, so there's no objection, so we will add that before the discussion on the bylaws. Any objection to the agenda as amended?
I have another motion to amend.
Is that you, Michael, again?
Yep.
Okay, go ahead.
10 minutes to talk about the role of community advisory boards.
Okay. Okay. So that would be sort of... Now, sort of related to the bylaw thing, but yeah, we can add. Anybody object to adding 10 minutes to the role of the cab?
No objection,
okay.
But where will it go in the agenda?
Okay. So we add that to the agenda. So any objection to the agenda as amended with the cab motion? The discussion on cab?
Is that before bylaws? Or after?
Before the bylaw, because bylaw is, you know, pretty extensive thing. There could be...
Okay.
All right. Now, anybody see the minutes of the July 18th? The main motion, I think, that we passed was the identity of the stations, I believe. Is that right, Anthony? Do you remember?
I don't have the... When did you send the minutes? I could go and look them up.
I sent them yesterday, I think. Both the agenda and the minutes. Around the middle of the day.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, then just look at the minutes.
You also sent it last week. We were supposed to meet last week before.
Right. Yeah, the basic thing that the minute says is that the main motion that we worked on was the network identification motion by Ken Allen that was fairly involved. And then there was a substantive motion made by Anthony Fest, which basically said, station identification, each of the five stations should include the information the station is part of the Pacifica network. And then that motion passed basically by 7-1 with 3 abstention. And then that was actually about the only item that was covered at the last meeting. And that motion did pass the PNB on July 27th. So just wanted to update you on that too. So anyway, that is the extent of the minutes from July 18th. Any additional correction to the minutes of the July 18th? Okay, so hearing no objections to it, minutes of July 18th is approved. So we go to... the next thing on the agenda, which is any idea for setting the meeting for the next meeting? Should it be a month away, like we've been doing?
I think that would work perfect.
Okay.
Okay, let me check the... I'm going to go to the... let me just set the date here. Let me just check it from the calendar.
The first Tuesday of the month.
Yeah, let's see. Let me just look at what it looks like here.
October 3rd.
So October... we can do either the 3rd or the 17th. Anybody have any preference?
I won't be available on the 7th.
Okay. So the 17th is wide open. Should you aim for the 17th?
What's the problem with the 3rd?
Oh, I'm sorry. We're meeting on... I don't know. We can do the 3rd, I guess.
If we're going to accomplish anything as far as bylaws go, we probably shouldn't wait more than a month to meet again.
Right, because another one that's open right now is... September 19th is wide open, too. 2 weeks from now?
I'm not available for the 19th either. I'm going to be on vacation.
Okay. Okay. But considering the fact that it's one of those dates that is, you know, not scheduled by any committee or whatever, would that be... anybody object to the 19th?
I mean, I know the longer can't come, but anybody else that...
We're looking at September 19th now, or...
Yeah, September 19th, uh-huh.
I know. We would just have a board meeting on Sunday. Our board meeting will be Sunday, the 17th.
Right. Okay, so right now I'm going to reserve the one for September 19th unless somebody has, you know, I'll put that date in. I'll reserve that. All right.
Same time.
Yeah, it's always the same time, starting at, all right. So, Michael?
Yeah?
Do you want to motivate the motion you have for the 5 minutes on the TNB item?
It's just a discussion, but I'm happy to start talking about it.
Yeah, can you?
Yeah. So, I was tracking the committee motions coming out of this committee and the programming committee that were of interest to me, and I had a hard time finding out about them because of you all know how the PNB meetings function, and I didn't see any announcements anywhere, and so I hear things secondhand, third hand about what happened at the meeting. And I just wanted to ask for input about ways to improve communication from the board. There is kpftx.org, but I don't consider that to be very user-friendly, and it's totally confusing to an outside person. So I wanted to ask for input from the folks at the other stations about ways to improve communication from the PNB to the LSBs and to the general public in general. And I was thinking specifically of utilizing the Pacifica.org website and what would be involved in tapping that. There are tabs on the website for news and notices, and they give you extensive information about lawsuits from like 5 years ago, but nothing since then. So I wanted to bring that to the committee's attention. I don't have a motion. I'm just asking for advice right now about ways to improve communication from the PNB out, and then if we can build enough of a consensus, then we could work on a motion.
So our
anybody on the set?
Barbara.
Anybody want to weigh in? Okay, TK, go ahead.
And then Anthony.
I guess I'm not quite understanding. Is he talking about communications? Are you talking about communications out to the public? Or are you talking about communications like these particular kinds of conversations that we have with a system that I have questioned since I got on these committees?
No, I'm talking about just communication in general. The general manager at my station, BAI, didn't know about the program evaluation proposal that was passed by the PNB. So that's an example. He didn't know about it until I told him. So that's an example of the kind of information I want the PNB to effectively get out the information of what they did at the meeting that is not confidential. How do we get that effectively out to everyone, to the LSBs and to the wider communities at all of the stations?
Answering that question, I just wanted to make this comment, and that is that one of the ways, besides the communications out to the particular stations is what happens in meetings. One of them is to be able to listen to the proceedings of those things that are open meetings. And, I mean, you know, it's not an executive session. And the system doesn't work. And I sent Aki a copy of a video of a system that I think would work best for us that would allow people to understand better what happens in the meetings. There's still things you can't understand just because of the Discord, but there are other things that you can't hear because of other situations that people are complaining about.
Okay, Anthony, you know, piping on that? Anthony?
Well, yeah, I'm wondering, I guess the official, of course, the official minutes of a PNB meeting have to be approved at the following meeting. But I'm wondering if there's a way to send out an unofficial summary shortly after the meeting so that everyone will know what transpired, and but not as a substitute for the official minutes, but just as a alert if anything significant was done.
Rhonda Garner, can you do that, please?
Okay, Rhonda, go ahead. I'm going to put myself on the strike after Rhonda. Go ahead, Rhonda.
Could you hear me? This is Barbara.
Go ahead.
I made a couple requests to be on the stack. Go ahead.
Barbara, you go ahead first.
Okay, well, my comment was going to be pretty similar to the one just before us. But in terms of the process of it being an official minute to vote on, couldn't we release something that would be preliminary minutes or draft minutes that at least would be the flow of information coming out? So, but it would have to be, you know, structured and somewhat formalized in terms of a public communication. And then I also wanted to remind that there was the streaming that you could listen to, that you could hear all the nuances of the meeting, you personally.
Okay. Rhonda, go ahead.
I would like to suggest that whoever the executive director is, in other words, the executive director should... Hold on a second. Pardon me. I'm driving. I really shouldn't try to talk while I'm driving. Okay, so the executive director, whenever he has his manager's meetings, which I think are on Thursdays or something like that, maybe Wednesdays, I'm not sure, but I think it would be the executive director's responsibility to get that information to the managers. And I would think that it would be the secretary of the PNB's responsibility to get any actionable items, you know, anything that needs to be taken into effect in consideration, even if it was passed, then that needs to be communicated by the secretary of the PNB. With regards to the listeners having access to information and so on and so forth, if I'm not mistaken, I mean, KPFTX I personally find it, it's not hard to navigate or anything like that, and I can understand where people would not want to listen to the meetings, but aren't the meetings afterward, the minutes, aren't they posted after that, Aki? Can't you go back in and look at the minutes?
Okay, so let me chime into that. I think that there has been a problem of communicating the information. We do post the minutes once it's approved, and the minutes is on the KPFTX. But I think that in addition to having the minutes up there, I think that what Rhonda suggested is very good, that whatever is approved by the PNB should be communicated by the director to the Adjutant General Managers at their weekly meeting or whatever the meeting happens. And I think it is a responsibility of the... I think it's also important that the secretary, which is me, I have been remiss, that every time a motion is passed, which affects, like, the, let's say, the program director or something, that I should be the one to send that information directly to either the GM or the program director or whoever's involved. So I agree that there has been, a lapse in doing that. So aside from the minutes being posted, I think that I had to proactively contact the people that the PNB motion, affects. So, Michael, I think, Michael, you're... campaign is well taken. I think there has been a problem, and I'll try to rectify that. Yeah, it is a problem, or has been a problem. Anybody else want to speak to that?
No, but it sounds like a great solution.
Okay. All right.
Do we need to make a motion on it, or do we just need to communicate it?
No, I think it's my responsibility as a PNB secretary, so I'll communicate that
okay.
to Bill Crozier for his meeting with the GM, and then I myself have to be more proactive in making sure that when motion is passed, that instead of just being on the website with the minutes, that I had to proactively contact the people that motion effects. All right.
Okay.
So the second item, Michael.
I just clarify, you would be doing that by email. So it would be a matter of Bill and CCing the folks, and so then it would be their responsibility to disseminate that within their own station.
Right. Yes. Okay. So the second item, Michael, on the cab for 10 minutes, you want to start on that?
Yes.
Who's keeping time?
Go ahead.
Who's keeping time?
I'll volunteer to keep time. This is Lewis Wolf, okay?
Okay, Lewis, thank you. So we have 10 minutes of this cab item. So it's a 6:05, so we have 10 minutes on this. Go ahead, Michael.
Just before I joined the board, I was a member of the Community Advisory Board, a BAI. As you know, your membership on the cab ceases when you join the LSP. Just before I left the cab, I was helping them come up with some internal rules to kind of help them organize their meetings a little bit better. And I came across a number of issues, and again, I wanted to seek input from the other stations. As I was writing up the draft rules for them, I went to the website of for the CPB, and it clearly defines the community advisory boards as creatures of the governance body, which for us is the local station boards at each station. That has not been the experience at BAI. I don't know what the experience is at the other stations, but here, the community advisory boards operate independently, claiming authority from the general manager. So we have a situation where we have an advisory body that doesn't advise the governance body, meaning they don't advise the LSD, which is kind of strange. And in fact, we haven't heard from them at all. I've been a member this calendar year, and we haven't heard from them at all this calendar year. So, I value the community advisory boards. I'd like to improve them. I think it's a great way to reach out to people. Other organizations use advisory boards as a way to bring in people with relevant expertise to whatever their mission is. So for example, a media group might bring in people from TV and radio companies to advise them. So, um, so, so So again, I want to kind of get the sense of what the experience is at the other stations, because we have a situation where in New York, where the LSD and the CAB don't communicate, and the CAB considers itself an independent body, which I don't agree with. And I'd like to rectify that somehow. So again, I'd just like to ask for input from the folks at the other stations.
Okay, I'll take a stack. Who wants to speak?
Anthony.
Okay, Anthony. Anybody else?
Lewis.
Okay, Anthony. Lewis. Okay, Anthony. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm at KPFA, and I guess over the years our CABs have waxed and waned a little bit between very active and not very active, and one of them did have put on a town hall maybe a year ago or something like that, and also fairly recently turned in to the LSB a fairly voluminous report. So I guess it's the process is working as it should here, but I'm wondering if the CAB thinks it's independent of management or the LSB, then who are they advising?
Thank you. That's exactly my question.
Lewis, you want to speak in?
Well, just briefly, our CAB here is, I know some of the people on the CAB, others I do not know, but they're very sincere and very committed to our station. They ran, I think it was about 10 or 12 months ago, a survey to our listeners, which generated quite an interesting return of data, advising our station that we need to, you know, build up our outreach to the community much more than previously. And we have acted on that, and we appreciate what the CAB did for us. But I will say that there's not much communication back and forth, and that's maybe an area we have to improve. That's all I can say on that.
Anybody else on the set? So, Michael, you want to comment on a couple of the things that were said?
Yes, I wanted to thank the people who commented at the meeting. I've gone to meetings even though I'm no longer a member, and I've stressed the second word in their title, advisory, because I want to improve the communication. I get the sense that some of the CAB people feel like it's just a check mark to get CPP funding to have a board, but I really want to develop that, and I'm hearing some of the same things from some of the folks who've made comments. So perhaps it's something we could work on, and in the future, and maybe as we consider the bylaws, maybe we can think about where the CABs fit into this. Some folks, but we've had preliminary discussions. Some folks want to get rid of the LSB. I don't. I want to strengthen the LSB. Right. Assuming we have an LSB, well, we need an advisory body, and so right now that's the CAB. And so I want to strengthen the role of the CAB and get that, that communication between the two bodies working.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if the community advisory board is a function of the, for the funding for the community broadcaster, there should be some pretty specific bylaws on the role of that advisory body. So maybe that's the first place to look. Have you been able to, is it not much in there, or have you checked it out?
Yes, I did look at it. There's quite a bit of it, and it very clearly defines the CABs as creatures of the governance body of the station. For us, the governance body is the local station board.
So that's very
clear, and I talked about it with them. And so some of them have a different interpretation. They see themselves as appointees of the general manager. So that's
what
we are.
Would there be a consequence, since it's articulated in the bylaw? Would there be a consequence that's articulated if they're not functioning in that role as advisory towards for the governance body?
Well, we have about 2 minutes left, okay, so you know.
Well, we're suffering the consequences now. We're not getting advice from our advisory body at WBAI.
Consequences for the advisory board, like maybe start over and define the mission or something like that, you know? I don't know.
Well,
Rhonda Garner for the SAC.
Go ahead, Rhonda.
Maybe it would be a good idea if we were to ask each of the station's governance committees to begin by just getting an understanding of what that station's understanding is of the CAB, who can serve on the CAB, because I think they're, you know, part of it's picked by management. And that's just it. I'm not real sure. So perhaps we should, like I said, have the station committees, governance committees, come back with a report back. We could come back with a report back and then discuss it as a national to see if we're even on the same page.
Barbara from the staff?
Okay, Barbara, go ahead.
Yes, thanks, Rhonda, for bringing that up, because I did sit on a community advisory board when I was, you know, maybe 6 months in participating with KPFK. And as an LSD member, and I was told I could participate in the meeting, but I had no voting authority, nothing. I was just there as an observer because, and actually I was a candidate, but not officially on the board yet. So that was quasi enough to stay and listen to the board. So I think that would be a great idea to see how each station is working with the CAB, and then we would have some concrete information to move forward there.
And it's,
well, for
this
your
is Rhonda
information, our 10 minutes have expired. If you want more time, we can do that.
Okay. This is Tanaka on the stack. I just want to, it looks like a WPFW and KPFA, you're sort of satisfied with how the CAB is functioning, and then WBAI, somehow that function got off track or something. So very popular is to I as the secretary, I can go and get the information, you know, the people in all of the casts of different stations, and at least you can start to communicate, like Michael, you can communicate with, you know, CAB that's looking at, like, WPFW or KPFA, just to get idea of how to structure the CAB at WBAI.
Okay, that'll work.
But anyway, I'll try to get all the information of the CAB or the five station, at least sort of everybody has information about how each of the other CABs, who they are and whatnot. So let me do that first. All right. So then, okay. So we go on to the final item, which is start the discussion on the vital changes. Even though it seems like a big topic, we can start small. Like I gave a little bit of a starting talking point in an email earlier, so I'll just open up to anybody who wants to start talking about this. So I'll take a stab on this.
Is this the email you sent about the notes say membership, delegates, directors, advisory committees? This is all in reference to the bylaws.
Yeah, that was like just a jog. Yeah, just some ideas flowing. But I'm sure a lot of people have been thinking about this because in April, a lot of people submitted ideas. You know, like Anthony, I know did, for instance. Okay, well, I'll motivate that first. I think that the two ideas that we can look at, one is sort of a small, there's many, many issues that comes up in the operation of the bylaws that we know need some improvement. One is, for instance, this whole issue of disqualifying act if you are, you know, appointed to a political appointment, and that one is not really clearly stated, so it's one of the things that somebody can work on to get the wording of that, you know, more clear so there be no ambiguity. Another one is during the election cycle, there's a mandated number of signatures to get, none of cards to be played, and again, there are different people who have, you know, complaints about efficacy of implementing all the things that are spelled out in the bylaws for electing the LSD members. And those are sort of smaller issues that could be fairly easily addressed. Then there are the bigger issues, which is more fundamental, which is the size of the LSD, or the size of the PNB, or the size of the committees, which a lot of people feel that when you have too large of a group, it becomes very difficult to get business done. So changing those things would be more delicate in the sense that people have different, you know, vested interests in who should be represented, how long, and all that. So I look at the vital change as being like a two thing. There's a smaller things you can do, then there's a bigger one, which is a structural governance structure that can be changed. I just was wondering how you think about going about proposing changes to these. So I'll take a stack. Does anybody have an input?
Michael for the stack.
Okay, Michael first. Anybody else? Who? Maskira. Okay, Maskira. Anybody else?
Lewis also.
Lewis, okay. Okay, Michael, why don't you tell?
Yeah, I think the first thing we need to keep in mind is that we as a committee can only make recommendations, and the actual proposals will come from I think it's six directors that have to come together to make a proposal. So I think that we as a committee should try to build a consensus around things that are not as controversial or relatively less controversial, and move those things forward, and, you know, try to generate some positive momentum, and leave the more contentious stuff for the PNB itself, because, you know, we can only have the power to recommend. I was looking at the structure of as much as I could tell from the bylaws. I did notice some things with the committees that we should think about. There's a technology committee that I was interested in. As far as I know, it doesn't exist, which is kind of insane. So we should probably look at that. The elections committee, I think it's ridiculous that candidates can be members of the elections committee. That's something that needs to change. And the other thing is the audit committee. The previous auditors, Armanino, is that what that's their name?
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I listened to some of their conversations on the audit committee, and they're like, why are we talking to 15 people? You know, when we talk to audit committees in the real world, it's 3 to 5 people. And they're right. The audit committee should be much smaller. Now, what it should look like, I mean, I have my idea, but the point is at this point, all I want to say is that it needs to be smaller. I think that some of the structural things and some of the more minor things, you know, that's if we can build a consensus at the committee around that, I think that would be great. And, you know, what need the more contentious stuff for the board itself.
Okay. Mosquera?
Yes. I would say that this certainly needs more than 45 minutes. And it needs to be broken down into sections rather than just a general overview from what I see and hear right now. And, we need to be alerted and apprised of what section we're going to discuss at a period on a specific date, and then everybody review and be prepared to discuss that particular section. But I don't think, and I hope, that we're not ready to or going to ask the votes on any of this stuff tonight. I think it's far, far too early to ask for that kind of thing, and I hope that we're able to do it in a more systematic way.
Okay, Lewis?
Yeah, I was struck by some of the things on this list. Others are, as you said, pretty minor, but when you talk about reducing the size of the LSB, and I'm as an LSB member in Washington, I would say our LSB, as it's now function, is not unwieldy. We have 24 members, as is dictated by our bylaws, and even if that's a large number, it seems to me it works. And to limit the numbers, to me, is whittling down the democratic nature of what we set up originally through the bylaws. And this goes back to our founder in 1946. And he wanted to maximize democratic participation. And certainly that would be required on the LSB. I would also say, I'm not sure what it means under 2, the last line, clarify prohibition on political participation. I don't know what that means. Both 2 and 3, that line is there. So I would want to know what that means. And I agree, frankly, Mosquera is correct that we shouldn't do this in a few minute discussion here. This is big stuff, and we shouldn't just come to quick conclusions.
Okay, I'm going to put myself on the stack there because I can answer 2 of those things. The reason why I put it in is that we've been meeting and we haven't started, so I figured that we should start somewhere. So this is a starting point. It definitely was not meant to be something to be voted on today or even at the next one. So I appreciate the points that were made because that's exactly what I was looking for, is to start the conversation, especially like, you know, what Lewis said about LSP. Yeah, I mean, a lot of people say, yeah, why do you want to reduce it? Just say, there are different people, so we need to start the conversation going. And what Michael said about the audit committee is true. I've been looking at some of the dual life corporations, and you're right, the audit committee is usually like 5-6 people, so they're definitely over. So in one sense, some structures are too big, some structures are probably okay, but as Mosquera said, I had no intention that there'll be any motion, anything today in 45 minutes. I think it's one of the things that will take over the next, you know, several months to come up with something that's workable. So I just wanted to state that at the outset, that it was not meant to be something that could be decided. It's only meant to be a starting point for discussion. And I appreciate anybody who has any suggestion on how to structure that discussion. You know, we'll get people who are interested in a particular area to start working on it, because the whole thing is, you know, quite a large piece. Anyway, at that point, anybody want to be on the stack after this? Michael for the chat.
Rhonda?
Okay.
Rhonda,
Bob, okay. All right, Michael, Bob, and Rhonda. Go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, I just wanted to say I totally support the argument Lewis made, but what we're talking about is we're not talking about democracy, we're talking about the fact that Pacifica membership has shrunk, and the membership, the governance needs to reflect that. The governance was designed for a much larger organization. So 24 members may work at PFW, I don't know, but it doesn't work at BAI. It probably doesn't work at KPFK. And, you know, that's a reality. We've lost members, a lot of members. So, you know, when we look at the governance structure, we need to take a lot of things into account. And one of those things is, you know, we as a overall organization have shrunk. So, you know, what's the best way forward? You know, that's something that has to be in the mix.
Rhonda Garner for the set.
Yeah, Barbara and Rhonda. So how did Barbara go first, and then Rhonda?
Well,
Rhonda, go ahead then.
Okay, Rhonda? I'm here. Can you hear me?
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead, Rhonda.
Okay, I was going to make the suggestion that we ask the LSB to let us know if there are any specific bylaws that they would like for us to start discussing, and I would like to see us do both. In other words, we need to break the whole thing down, but I'd also like to see us take care of things that are at hand. Or that, you know, there are some people that have been on the board for years and years and years. They know what's working and not, and what isn't working. So, again, if we could go to the LSBs and ask them to do a report back, if they have any certain specifications. I believe PK's on this phone call, and she's, PK, are you still the chair of our governance committee? Hello?
Can anyone hear me? No, we can't hear you.
Okay, maybe PK can't hear me. Well, anyway, I was going to ask PK to make a suggestion as to how to break it down, the whole thing. She's pretty good at stuff like that.
All right. Barbara?
I think I can help a little bit with that, and that was kind of my question, is to clarify the role of the National Board Governance Committee. I'm the chair of our governance committee at KPFK, and the role of this committee is to review the motions that come through committee and define, you know, what the agenda and the motions will be that we will look at as an LSB. So I was wondering, it sounds like the role of this, the National Governance Committee, the role is a little different, where we don't make recommendations for the board in terms of what agenda would be or what motions would move forward, you know, in terms of controversial or not controversial. It's sort of, that's the role of the government community, isn't it?
Anybody else want to speak after this? Anybody maybe on staff?
This is Elaine. Could I be on the stack, please?
Go ahead, Elaine.
Question. I don't quite understand the last comment about the motion from the LSB to the board, or is it the PSB to the LSB? Where we're confused. I always thought, and please correct me if I'm wrong, that the LSB should be funneling to us their concerns and changes that they would like to see in the bylaws. We would format them and then give the recommendations to the board, the PMB board, to vote on any changes on the bylaws. Is that not the process usually?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm not disagreeing with the process. I just wanted a general clarification of the role of the governance committee for the national board, because it seems like it's different than the role of the governance committee for my local station board. So I think we need to find about the bylaws. I think that's a good process.
Barbara, please.
Barbara?
Okay.
Yeah, William Hare Wagon for the stack. I've been on listening about 20 minutes or so.
Hi, William.
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you. The role of the governance committee isn't really defined. And a couple of years ago, there was a lot of people thought that the governance committee made some motions, and the governance committee can't make motions for the bylaw changes. As someone said already, might have been Michael, that a certain number of directors can propose a motion to change bylaws. A couple of LSBs, I forget if it's two or if it's really three, it might be two LSBs could get together and back a motion, or it could come from some huge vote from the listeners or something like that, which would require an election, I guess. The governance committee has no defined role in being the arbiter of what bylaw changes are. Thank you.
Thank you. I understand that. Thank you.
Michael for the SAC.
Go ahead, Michael.
This is a committee of the national board. We can make recommendations. That was the point I was trying to make. I support Rhonda's idea to get input from the LSBs. I think that's a great idea. But what I was trying to stress was to seek consensus, you know, around things that are not as controversial that we can recommend to the full board. It wouldn't just be Michael Ochoa making a recommendation or William Hirwagen making a recommendation. It would be the governance committee making a recommendation, and that carries a certain weight. And so I'd like to see if we can build around that for the less controversial things. The more controversial things, but we're just not going to be able to do some of those more controversial things here. And that's something the board has to do itself, especially since six directors have to make a proposal to change the bylaws. What William was talking about also is two LSPs can make a proposal to change the bylaws, but, you know, realistically, the changes to the bylaws are kind of going to come out of the national board. And so we, as a creature of the national board, should be focused on making recommendations to them that will work.
Or, yeah, exactly.
Rhonda Garner for the SAC.
Okay, Rhonda.
Okay. I apologize, but I disagree a little bit with the person who just spoke. You know, none of the committees work just on their own, meaning that's the way that we keep the community involved in helping us to make the decisions. So I don't think, I think it's, you know, what's appropriate is that we pay great attention to what comes out of the local meetings. And then from there, then we, as the National Governance Committee, then we do make recommendations to national. But not without first getting input, you know, on a local level.
That's what I said. I'm agreeing with you.
Oh, I thought you said... Okay, I apologize. There we go. Never mind.
Okay. Anybody else? Anybody want to speak after this?
Augie, could I make it... This is Elaine. Can I make a suggestion?
Okay, then go ahead.
Listening to all this, and we know we need to start small and work with the LSBs and put something together, what if we recommend, or I recommend that each one of us go back to the bylaws, pick out three that you think we could work with, and we think we can get feedback from the LSBs, send those to you, Augie, and then you could maybe compile the list, send them out to all of us, and we can decide where we want to start in our next meeting, what we want to look at, so that we before we hang up tonight, we have a goal of something we actually can accomplish.
I think that this is talking the fact. That's exactly what I was looking for, that people go, this is a starting point, and then to you just, especially you discuss with LSB, and then bring all that information and email it to me. I can compile them because they have, you know, categories. I can put all the information in different sections and articles where it applies. And I can send all of that to each one would be before the next meeting. That'll work out fine. That's exactly what I was looking for. Okay, Mascara, go ahead.
Could you repeat what you just said? I'm sorry, I missed it. Could you please repeat what you just said?
Oh, yeah. Well, what I was looking for in starting this conversation was what Elaine suggested, which is to go back to the LSB, and each one of you will have some ideas about kind of a vital changes that you think needs tweaking. And so once you discuss with, you know, individual LSB, come back and send to me all of the ideas that are generated, then I can summarize all of the ideas each one of you will send in. And then before the next meeting, we can, you know, go over, we can just review what everybody's compilation, what everybody's ideas are. So that is an actionable item, that people get feedbacks, and then I compile them, and everybody will have them before the next meeting.
Our next meeting is going to be September 19th. So my board
right.
This week is Sunday before that. So I don't know if I'll have info for you, but I might. I mean, I can give it a try.
Right. But it's an ongoing process. You know, it's not like it's a drop-dead thing. It's not going to all happen within the next. It's going to be ongoing as LSD needs and more ideas will come, right? So. Anybody sort of have any other ideas of what direction we might take? Okay. Well, I think that at least we got started on, and I think that, you know, the ideas of each person surveying within the realm that you're in, and compiling the list of all those ideas would probably be the best way to go. So we'll work with that. Okay. So anybody else have any other things for today's meeting?
Okay, yeah, may I just ask
okay,
you add my email to your email list so I can know, you know, all the...
Oh, yeah, sure.
So it's,
yeah, go ahead.
Give it now. L-O-U-W, then the digit 7. So L-O-U-W-7 at live.com, like live animal. Okay? Should I repeat it?
Yeah, you have to repeat it. I'm sorry. My listening... Go to the soul. Hang on. Go ahead.
L-O-U-W-7. That's the number
okay.
7. L-O-U-W-7.
Nice.
At live.com.
Okay, got it. All right, very good. All right. So welcome to the committee, and I'll entertain a motion for adjournment if anybody has to do that.
Come on.
Any objections? Any objections to adjourning at this moment? Okay, with no objections, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you, Fred.